The Food and Drug Administration is expected to announce today that it will ban the dietary supplement ephedra. Ephedra is commonly used as a weight loss aid and had been linked to heart problems and strokes. Ephedra also was cited as a factor in the death of 23-year-old Baltimore Orioles pitcher Steve Beckler earlier this year. Guy Gugliotta is a Washington Post reporter. Good morning.
Good morning.
Why is the FDA announcing this ban today?
Tommy Thompson announced, I guess, 6 or 7 months ago that he was going to have a full and complete further evaluation of ephedra, which is about the third or fourth time that FDA has undertaken this since 1997. And Thompson made pretty clear at that time that he was not pleased with ephedra and that a ban was a definite possibility. And I think this is just the inevitable outcome of that particular process.
Thompson is the Secretary of Health and Human Services. What is ephedra and how does it work?
Ephedra is a it's a plant, and it is pharmacologically active in the sense that it works like an amphetamine chemically, and it's variously been called legal speed, and it's a stimulant, and it's been taken by people for about 10 or 15 years. It's been very popular, either as a weight loss aid or to enhance your exercise and workouts.
Which is why Steve Beckler would have been taking
it. Yeah, actually, I think he was taking it probably for both reasons, but primarily for weight loss.
Have there been a number of deaths associated with ephedra?
Ephedra's been linked to, I think, at least, 100, 150 deaths. Now, the industry claims that there's very little proof and very little concrete proof that ephedra is, in fact, the primary cause of death.
And the industry will fight this in court?
I do not know. I think that that's going to be a good question, because I don't think they want the law opened up.
Now, herbal dietary supplements are handled differently by the FDA than prescription drugs.
Yes, they're covered by a 1994 law called the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act. And this law differs from the way that ordinary drugs are treated, in that I think the chief difference is that the burden is on the FDA to prove that something is not healthy for you, whereas any conventional drug must prove through clinical trials that it must demonstrate that it is good for you, or it does what it says.
A higher standard for banning it, and there has been some talk of addressing that standard.
Yes, that's true. This will be a very interesting test of that particular concept, because what's happened here is that the FDA, in a certain sense, by banning ephedra, is challenging the supplement industry to challenge the ban in court. Now, if the dietary supplement industry challenges the ban in court and succeeds, then the FDA will probably seek a change in the law. And I don't think the dietary supplement industry wants to go there.
The industry has suggested warning labels.
Problem with that is that for every responsible manufacturer of ephedra, there are 10 or 20 sort of fly-by-night internet sort of producers that aren't really interested in warning labels.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Guy Gugliotta is a reporter for The Washington Post.